One of the most enduring images I have of Christmas morning is the sight of the decorated tree surrounded by beautiful presents through my childhood eyes. What a magical, wonderful image. Who's with me on this, right? Yes. Whether humble or grand, who couldn't wait until the early morning hours, tearing down the stairs, shrieking with delight at the thrilling image of a twinkling tree with presents waiting to be claimed, stockings, contents ready to empty. Now that my children are grown, they get up around noon to exchange gifts. A bit more civilized, wouldn't you say? I admit, though, I miss the old times. Now, from decades of observations and opening countless gifts, I know two different kinds of gift wrappers. There are those who carefully pick out beautifully colored paper, lovingly select color-coordinated ribbon and bows, yeah? Who love, and the wrapping paper is precisely, expertly folded with just the right amount and no more, right? Labels are carefully written in best penmanship, and the end result is a masterpiece, a work of art, so beautiful that one laments to tear into it to open the gift within, yes? Then there are other gift wrappers. Paper is haphazardly taped on, patterns are crooked, different types of paper are used with no care to match. You're lucky if a lonesome bow is affixed. Names are illegibly written, and the family guessing game ensures to figure out who is the proper recipient. I must confess, I fit into this latter group. We get home after Christmas Eve services. Usually by 11 p.m., we dump those gifts into recycled gift bags along with last year's tissue paper, and voila, all the presents are ready in 10 minutes, and on to the eggnog and Christmas cookies. What kind of wrapper are you? Are your presents Martha Stewart approved? Or do they look like a tornado struck? Down through the ages, God has proven to be an amazing gift wrapper. Creation is but a stunning wrapping paper that reveals the majesty and beauty of God, dazzling sunsets and sunrises, mighty snow-capped mountain peaks, the stunning diversity of creatures, fields, forests, and flowers, the vastness of the cosmos, the stars, planets, and comets. Amazing wrapping paper, isn't it? And to top it off, on Christmas, we remember that God, the master gift wrapper, put on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. God could have shown up in an angel, some other spiritual creature or alien being. God could have chosen to skip the baby stage and gone on to being a strong adult, a king, a warrior, as many imagined the Messiah would be. No, but God revealed God's self as in enveloping his love and his mercy, his redemptive saving power in the human flesh of a helpless baby. What a contradiction in terms, a baby savior. A baby is small, weak, and helpless. A baby is vulnerable to illness, fevers, and diseases. A baby needs to be fed, burped, changed. A baby needs to be kept warm, held close for comfort, kept clean and safe. A baby we fall in love with at first sight, yes? Talk about unexpected wrapping paper for God's gift to the world. This wrapping paper is something we can touch, hold, embrace, kiss, hold closely to our heart. This wrapping paper stirs our emotions, aligns us with God's purposes for our lives, all the while wiping away the sins that dim our abilities to love and connect to God and to each other. Some wrapping paper, isn't it? If that wasn't amazing enough, we hear even more of other unexpected wrapping paper in Luke. We read that Mary, Jesus's mother, wrapped her newborn son in bands of cloth. In my imagination, I see bands of cloth as humble material, not made from the super soft silk, but ordinary cloth, humbly homespun, common and ordinary, something everyone would have. But there's more to this than meets the eye. In Luke's story of Jesus' birth, the angel tells the shepherds that this would be a sign to them. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in the manger, an animal's feeding trough. This phrase, at least in part, is repeated three times in the nativity story of Luke. So this sign is significant for us. Pause now and take it in. God chose to wrap the most precious gift to humankind, a gift of thousands of years in the making, in ordinary human flesh with ordinary household cloth in a manger meant for animals, not human beings. What kind of gift wrapper is this? I'd ask. This is Christ our Lord. Throughout his earthly life, he carried out a ministry of binding the sick in body, mind, and spirit. This is his reason for coming, to wrap up salvation in ways our hearts could grasp, our eyes could see, our minds could comprehend, and ultimately that our hands could receive such an amazing gift, beautifully wrapped, only as God could do it. Ambrose, the 4th century bishop of Milan, put it this way. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes so that you could be freed from the snares of death. He was in a manger so that you could be in the temple of heaven. He was on earth so that you could be with the stars. He had no other place in the inn so that you could have many mansions in heaven. He, being rich, became poor for our sakes, that through his poverty, we might become rich. Remember that God is the eternal gift giver, has continued throughout history to use his unexpected wrapping paper for divine gifts to humanity. God uses our human flesh to continue to convey the good news to all humankind. God uses our own lips to tell of Jesus, our arms to embrace the lonely and the stranger, our hands to feed the hungry and house the homeless, our eyes to see the injustice and oppression and to respond in right living. We are God's everyday amazing gift wrapping paper to tell the tidings of great joy to all the earth. This Christmas season, unwrap the precious gift God has given us in Jesus, God's saving love wrapped in a baby Savior. Take up this present in your arms and hold it close to your heart. Look with childhood wonder on this amazing, beautiful gift. Tear open that wrapping paper with the glee of a child. And then let God's glory shine in you and through you and be God's amazing wrapping paper that you will forever shine bright like Jesus, bringing love and glad tidings of great joy this Christmas and every Christmas forevermore. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen.